prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
I love what I do. I really do. I especially love the phone conversations I have with people who are going to be on the air with me before the show starts. I wish we had like an end-to-end recorder going on some of them. Today's show is exciting. We've got Dr. Jeff joining me in a minute for Science for Humans. We're going to talk about the role of exercise and the onset of menopause in women. There's been lots of research in this area, lots of confounding information. We're going to talk about that. And then later in the show, Alex Leaf from Examine.com is going to come on and talk about the unknown things about whey protein and what you should know when you buy whey protein. Of course, we have to thank All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports for their title sponsorship of this show, which makes me doing the show so much easier. Right now, you get six of the top-selling products absolutely free by going to superhumanradio.net and clicking one of the EFX banner ads and paying $5 and change for shipping. But you get a bunch of amazing stuff. We have people who have asked, hey, can I do it again? No, you can do it again if you want to. Yeah, because Dr. Jeff believes that nobody should buy anything until they've tried it. And being the fair human being that he is, he puts his money where his mouth is. So check that out without further delay.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
So when I used to travel to Montana to do radio shows with Dr. Jeff, Dr. Jeff had a favorite saying. He would say, uh-oh, we poked the bear. And just right before the show, I got poked, didn't I? Uh-oh, we lost them. Hold on a second. Let's get them back. Just takes a second. Just a second. Hold on. Uh-oh. This will just take a second. Hold on. This is the beauty of live radio, folks. That's what this is. Live radio. Nobody wants to do live radio because nobody has the... There we go. Okay, hold on. Let me just kill this speaker. I was saying when I used to travel Montana to do radio with you, you had a favorite saying about poking the bear, and I just got poked right before the show, didn't I? Oh, sorry. I had your mic killed.
Topic for next week.
I know. Next week we'll have to talk about it. We definitely have to talk about that next week for sure. This week we have a really interesting discussion, and it's one that's confounded and confused women for a very long time. There has been research published that shows that exercise brings on menopause sooner. There's been research that shows that women who exercise seem to hold off menopause to a later age. And now a more recent study was published using the research from the nurses study. That kind of says, nah, it doesn't play a role at all. What were your thoughts about this when you first looked at it?
Well, my thought was, like any study, you know, I kind of scrutinize the parameters of the study. So the first thing that stuck out to me was this was a self-written study.
Self-reporting, you know? Self-reporting, right?
Yeah, self-reported. Every 2 years, somebody just filled out a questionnaire, you know, on what they were doing, why they were doing it. And let's face it, you know, women more than men do not want to admit that they're not exercising. They want to, but they're busy. And as they continue to age because of menopause, they start putting on weight. So I don't feel that they were all that truthful in what they were reporting.
I'm with
you. I
don't
even know if
The first thing I thought about was I don't buy this study because it's self-reported. And not only that, but it's self-reported over 20 years.
Yeah.
This was the Nurses' Health Study. It started in 1989 when these women were between 25 and 42 years old. They asked them then to report how often they exercised, and they also considered mowing the lawn as a high-intensity endeavor. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't think that is. But okay. And then they questioned them every 2 years, and of course these women are going, yeah, I'm still exercising. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's December. I mowed the lawn, you know, four times in the summer. But here's the thing. You know, I went and did some research, and as you said, I mean, back to 2011, Japanese said women who exercise hit menopause earlier. Some study says no effect. Some says it's the opposite. Let me ask you a question. Is it dangerous for women to hit menopause early in life?
That's a really good question. I don't know that. I guess it depends on if... So, some women seem to do better with menopause and some don't. I guess if you're one of those women who develops all sorts of illnesses when you hit menopause, then it isn't, it's worse for you. And if you're one of those women who just coasts through menopause and it doesn't matter to you, nothing changes, I guess it's not.
And that was the question that popped into my head. I'm looking at these study going, who cares? I mean, if it's not dangerous, you know, some research I saw says that, you know, too early menopause, you know, could lead to osteoporosis, heart issues. But then I also saw that women who have late menopause is also dangerous, you know, can lead to breast cancer.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they really even know. But the thing that got me was looking at all of these studies, these nurse practitioners, these PhDs were really saying, don't exercise because it's not going to help you.
And I took offense to that because you and I both know that's just not true.
And what I saw and what I know about menopause, I'm not a female, but, you know, I've done enough research that things like being overweight, lack of exercise, stress heightens the symptoms of menopause. So even though it may be inconclusive that exercise is going to bring it on early or delay it, I think we all can agree that exercise is going to help you.
No matter what. And you know what? I've said on this show, no matter what disease you're fighting, you will always fare better if you keep training.
Yeah, I read this report from a doctor saying that exercise is not going to help you. Let's face it, women, she was a female doctor. Let's face it, you know, as we get into our late 40s and we get into our 50s, we're busy. Exercise is bad for you because it's hard on your joints. Just let age happen and be happy. What a crock.
You know who does that? Dr. Andrew Weil. He says, learn to age gracefully. There's nothing you can do. Accept it. And I say, you're full of baloney. And he's really fat. And he doesn't look good. And I guess he's the Pied Piper. He wants everybody to follow him down the unhealthy path. Like, that's baloney. You know what? All we have to do is look at life through an evolutionary lens and say our evolutionary journey dictated that men and women side by side toiled all day long to find food, to create shelter, to raise children. There was none of this, hey, Og, you better not lift those boulders anymore because you're going to ruin your knees. Og is like, I got to lift the boulders. We need to make a hut and something to sleep in. This is nonsense. All of these social constructs that we've created mean nothing when you look at evolution, which tells you the truth.
Well, it is. And, you know, I say over and over and over again, the human body has not changed in the last 2,000 years, probably hasn't changed in the last however many thousands of years. Why does everybody have to have a new theory, a new way of doing things, you know, let it happen? And, you know, this whole let it be thing happened quite a few years ago, and you probably remember was kind of during some of the female movement where I don't know who it was that was broadcasting, you know, don't look at all these models in these magazines. That's not real. You know, just like you who you are. If you're fat, be happy.
Right.
You know, don't do anything to change that. And it's like, you know, what a deception. I saw something else. There's some dude, this kind of related but not related. There's some musician called Rob Zombie.
Oh, I love Rob. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So he made a comment, and again, this is along the mindset, is there is no such thing as heaven or hell. You know, there's nothing. So you know what? Just live life. Party, do drugs, do alcohol, enjoy life, because you're going to die anyhow someday.
Right. Okay.
And again, that's kind of, I think, the philosophy of a lot of these people. Well, just enjoy life. You're going to die anyhow. So you can't.
But here's my question, and I've asked this question for 13 years now. Why is it that, quote unquote, enjoying life means self-destruction to the human condition? Why is it that when people reach a certain level of success, or a guy works until he's 65 and now he retires, the reward is to drink copious amounts of alcohol, become slothful and lazy, and to do things that are clearly self-destructive? You know, people who, how many celebrities have we heard about that once they reached it, they got hooked on cocaine for 6 years and then blew their life? What my confusion is why is it that the human condition equates success to self-destruction?
That's a very good question, and you know, you have to go a lot deeper and you know, go back to the days of Adam and Eve.
I mean, right.
You know, without getting biblical here, but you know, as sin entered into the world, you know, that is the deception. And now with, you know, TV and radio and movies, I mean, that's what young people are seeing. You know, they're seeing murdering is okay. They're seeing destruction, drinking, drugs, alcohol, all this is okay. But I always say, would you do that to your car?
Mm-hmm.
Heck no. Why? Because you have a substantial investment. Well, your body is your vehicle. I mean, why would you purposely destroy it?
Well, would you do that to your dog or your cat? You know what I found out? I did this show with Daniel Orego a couple weeks ago, and it ended up being a YouTube, a Facebook Live interview, and just the video alone has gotten like 23,000 views.
Wow.
And like 200 shares. And that's more than any show I've ever done on cancer research or anti-aging. And I realized at that moment that people care a lot more about their dogs than they do themselves. Well, I would say if it's good for you, then it's good for your dog. If you think all that cocaine and all that alcohol is good for you, then share some with your dog. People go, of course not. I wouldn't do that to my dog. That would be harming the dog. Oh, so let me get this straight. It harms the dog, but it doesn't harm you, all the alcohol you're drinking, right?
Yeah, those are the same celebrities that are promoting the commercials that come on TV. Look at this poor dog, you know.
Yeah. Donate just your 32 cents a day will save this dog from starvation. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well.
And it's those same celebrities that do all of the ads for two things, right? They do the ads for alcohol, and they do the ads for pharmaceutical drugs. It's interesting that those two bookends, you know what I mean? When you look at human condition today, those two bookends, it's the foods we eat, the booze we drink, and then the other end of it is then we get you on a medication and everything's going to be okay. I mean, I saw Ray Liotta. I lost complete respect. I used to love him, and now he's hawking pharmaceuticals. I'm thinking, come on, man, just stop this nonsense.
Well, look at the rate of suicide in Hollywood right now. It's rampant.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't hear about that.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't because women are exercising and it's hindering or increasing menopause. No, it's because, like you said, they are destroying their bodies.
Okay, so getting back to the discussion about menopause for a second, it's fair to say that, and I know this from women that I've worked with, that women who continue to exercise through menopause, they actually are able to manage their symptoms better, because a lot of the effects of menopause, namely hot flashes and anxiety and the onset of depression from lack of sleep, have more to do with blood sugar management than anything else. The tug of war between estrogen and progesterone cause wild fluctuations in blood sugar that cause sweating, sleeplessness, and anxiety. So those women who continue to train, they tend to have better insulin sensitivity. They tend not to get those symptoms. So they're right there. I say, who cares when you go through menopause? Keep training.
Well, that's exactly it. And, you know, you got to realize that menopause is a hormone thing. You know, when a female gets to a certain age where childbearing starts, she starts to have her period, and all of those hormonal issues come into play. When nature decides that it's time for that to decrease, well, then the opposite thing happens. It's menopause, a decrease in estrogen. And that insulin sensitivity or decrease is why women start to have problems with weight. you know, that they experience during menopause. So again, why wouldn't you want to compensate? We know what exercise does. Exercise helps to balance hormone imbalances. It helps with, you know, increasing testosterone, and women have testosterone. They need that. Stress, you know, kills all of these hormone balances, I feel.
Yes.
So again, I mean.
Yes, because there are women who have traumatic events, yeah, and they go through menopause spontaneously at 30 years old because of the trauma.
I mean, look at us as guys. We have our own kind of stress, and we have our own imbalances. And at the end of the day, if you ask me what one thing I cannot live without, it would be training. I mean, and it isn't because, you know, I want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's because I want to feel good.
Yeah, you're right. And that's, you know, what I say. You know, every morning I wake up faced with real scary things that my body is doing to me right now. But after training, I have complete control of my body, and I feel 1,000% better. So instead of taking a pill, I choose to go to the gym. That's the difference between me and the average American.
And we used to say years ago that, you know, training, the secret was synchronizing the body and the mind together.
Yeah, that's,
and that's
been
what
lost.
Happens when you, yeah, and that's what happens when you exercise, is you have to learn how to turn your brain off of what's going on out there and concentrate at what you're doing. And it's amazing how many things could be cured, healed, and how many women could better manage this whole menopause thing if they would just exercise. Every woman that I know here in Montana or in Billings, which, you know, may not be a lot of them, most of them quit training because they're too tired, their joints hurt, they don't have enough time, they're too busy.
But isn't it so the chicken and the egg question comes here, right? So we've talked about on this show for a long time this exact question, and this is how it's been positioned. Do we stop training because we get old, or do we get old because we stop training?
And I'm going to say it's the latter.
Me
I
too.
Think people age because they quit training.
Yes. And, you know, this whole idea of training is an artificial solution to the lack of activity that we have today. I want to take a break.
Right.
And when we come back on the other side, people are going to say, oh, but we didn't have to exercise back in 200 years. No, you're right, because we actually moved for 10, 18 hours a day.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Science for Humans.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com, and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, That's EFXSports.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
For the past 4 months, I've been keeping a secret. Every night at bedtime, I tape my mouth shut with Somnifix strips. That's right, and here's why. Whether you snore or not, at some point in the night, almost all of us start breathing through our mouth. Since I've started using Somnifix strips, I've noticed that I sleep deeper and have seen improvements in my health, fitness, and cognitive function. That's because nose breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system and improves nitric oxide production. And that leads to improved sleep, immunity, carbon dioxide, oxygen exchange, and much more. Oh, and if you do snore, it'll help you stop snoring. Try Somnifix risk-free. Go to somnifix.com/SHR. Get a free trial pack of Somnifix strips today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. A little bit later in the show, we're going to be joined by Alex Leaf. Right now, this is Science for Humans, and we're talking about, does exercise actually speed the onset, slow the onset, or affect the onset of menopause in women? This recent study says it doesn't have anything to do with it. But you'll always fare better by continuing to exercise. There's no doubt in my mind about that. So, Dr. Jeff, the reason that we even have to exercise today is because modernity has caused us to sit. We used to be active human beings. We used to wake up in the morning and go to sleep exhausted because we moved all day long, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about most of the jobs years past, they were all physical labor. There weren't a lot of executive. There were no internet. Kids, when we were kids, you weren't allowed to be in the house. You were booted outside.
Right, right.
Go out there and play. We were allowed to sit in front of the TV, you know. But today, I mean, everything is sediment, you know, and people are sitting on their butts doing nothing.
And that's the reality. And the reason we even talk about and we argue about why is exercise important is the fact that we don't move anymore. My next guest, Alex Leaf, when he came and stayed with Elisa and I, you know, he lived by his Fitbit. He made sure that he got like 10 to 15,000 steps a day. And there's a lot of evidence that that is more powerful. That level of activity is more powerful than going to the gym and busting it out for an hour and then sitting behind your desk for the next 8 hours.
I call that LIT, low intensity training. And it doesn't mean you have to go to the gym. I mean, just walking, moving around, be active. I mean, how many people barely get from their house to the car, to their seat, and then back home to the couch?
Right.
I mean, that is their activity. What, 10 minutes?
And so this whole discussion about exercise is an artificial solution to the lack of activity that humans have in this lifestyle today. And that we wouldn't even be having this discussion if we were still farmers, you know what I mean? Brick masons, yeah, and factory workers. And no, everybody sits all day long now. So we have to have this discussion and we have to debate whether or not exercise affects menopause onset. You know what? I believe it does personally. And there's, yeah, research out there that supports my opinion. There's research out there that is contrary to my opinion. And then there's research like this where they use self-reporting. And I put very little value in self-reported research simply because people, human nature, they over-report what they perceive to be good behavior and they under-report what they perceive to be bad behavior. And, you know, that's why a lot of this research where people keep diaries as opposed to something that's done in a metabolic, yeah, ward, something that's done in a metabolic ward, you're like a big rodent. They feed you and they, yep, they measure, yep, how much output of energy. And that now we know the truth, you know?
Well, and we know that people don't want to look bad, whether it's a questionnaire, you know, on a job application or you go into the doctor, they ask you all these questions or something like this. You wouldn't say, no, I'm not exercising, or are you overweight? No, I'm not overweight. Yeah. How's your diet? Oh, it's good.
Yeah. No one tells the truth about what they eat, right? Oh, what'd you eat last night for dinner? Oh, I had steak and Brussels sprouts. No, you did not. You had potato chips. I saw you. We have a camera in your house, you know?
You know, that was one of the things when people used to ask me for a program, and they still do. I still do it. I say, look, you need to chart your food for a week and be honest. And they will be. And, you know, when you ask them prior to that, well, how is your diet? Oh, it's good. I eat healthy. And then you look at their journal and it's like, oh, my goodness. How do you consider pizza three times a week, potato chips, ice cream? You know, oh, well, I didn't eat that much. Doesn't matter. You didn't eat anything healthy, nothing nutritious.
And this is why iPhones are fantastic for people who do distance training, right? So what you say, yep, to your client is, I don't want a food diary. Every time you eat, snap a shot of it and text it to me immediately. So, yep, so now they're really eating it. You know it's sitting in front of them. It, mm-hmm. Because people can eat one thing and put in their diary something else, and they will.
Well, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's whether it's sales or it's the body, the proof is in,
yes,
the pudding.
Yep.
You know, when you're out of shape, don't tell me you're exercising, you're eating well.
Yeah.
Does it go hand in hand? The same way with, don't tell me you're making 100 sales calls and you got no sales.
Right, exactly.
Doesn't work.
Real quick, we have a couple minutes. So the Olympia is a big thing going on. You've got some,
yes,
stuff you're introducing there. Looks like some new flavors you're going to introduce there, some products.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about the new Carbolin RTDs, which we'll be doing a soft launch in the fall. We have the new apple Carbolin and the new raspberry lemonade. We've got some the new EAAs. So again, if you are coming to the Mr. Olympia, you need to come by the EFX Sports booth. The show isn't that big, so you're going to walk around. You'll find us. If I give you a booth number, those numbers are nowhere to be found anyhow.
Yeah.
But I'll be there all weekend, Friday and Saturday. I'd love to see you. Come on by, and if nothing else, you know, get some free samples, try some stuff. They always have product relatively cheap, so you can take home a full bottle less than cost.
RTDs, so this is like in a bottle or in a can?
No, it's the first one is going to be in a bottle, really cool bottle. It has a 2-year shelf life, doesn't need to be refrigerated. One of them is 16-ounce Carbolin, just pure Carbolin. The other one is I call it Carbolin Extreme, so it's a caffeinated Carbolin.
Mm-hmm.
So for those people who like a little, you know,
zing,
caffeine,
yeah,
there you go. Two great flavors, grape and green apple, so going to be fun.
Are we going to see this on Kroger shelves, you think, at some point in time, competing with
I think we will. You know, there's nothing like it on the market. You know, all the there's no carb drinks that are like Carbolin. So, you know, Carbolin is the number one selling Carbolin. So it's just going to take time to get it into distribution and get it on the shelves. But I think eventually this could be something that, you know, grocery stores would be interested in carrying. It's a healthy alternative to Gatorades and Monsters and all these other sugar, no calorie, nothing drinks.
Right. Very good.
I've gone all natural flavors and no colors in these. So
that is awesome. That right there is fantastic. That's,
yep,
fantastic. So check it out. Don't forget to see. Now, what we have time. The Olympia is the 13th, right?
Yeah, it's. I think it's the 14th and 15th. That Friday and Saturday is a trade show. I think the whole event starts on the 13th. It's at the Las Vegas Convention Center. You know, whatever it costs.
Check it
to
out.
Get in,
and I actually think you're. I actually think you're in booth 419. I don't know if that's correct or not, but I think I saw that somewhere. But don't quote
you can't
me.
Miss us. It's a big booth, and you know, it'll be the one where everybody's in line at.
Get a picture of Dr. J and post it on my Facebook wall, everybody. All right, look, Dr. J, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
All right, take care.
Take care. All right, we're gonna take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're gonna be back with Alex Leaf, nutritionist extraordinaire. Stay tuned.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Whoever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
Men and women, you've heard about hormone optimization. Do you feel like it's something you want to look into? RenewLifeRx.com is the place to start. Their doctors can help you with the solutions. RenewLifeRx.com has a simple process for lab work, consultation, and taking a deep dive into where your hormone levels can be improved. Superhuman Radio listeners get 30% off your initial lab work and consultation. Go to RenewLifeRx.com to schedule your no-obligation phone consultation today. Feel younger, get in better shape, and be more productive at RenewLifeRx.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
You've got your devices and apps that track your activity, workouts, sleep, and diet. You have your medical records and blood work. All this data and none of it is integrated, so you can see a true snapshot of just what progress you're making and where. Now you can securely centralize all this data and become the CEO of your health. Heads Up Health gives you powerful dashboards, charts, and tools to connect all your data into meaningful information. One seamless platform. Go to HeadsUpHealth.com today. Use code SHR and get 20% off your subscription. That's HeadsUpHealth.com and use code SHR.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. And welcome back to Alex Leaf. Welcome back, Alex. Alex, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, there you are. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Alex Leaf, for those of you who don't know, is a profoundly intelligent nutritionist. He graduated from Bastyr in Washington, and he has been writing for Examine.com for quite some time now. His approach to science is not agenda-driven. In fact, Alex, I find to be very fair-handed, and that gets him in trouble sometimes because the agenda-driven people don't like some of the things he says about their agendas. Would that be a true assessment? Have you found that to be the case since you've been writing more about supplements and things in general, that people who loved and adored you before, it's like, wait a minute, you're not agreeing with me anymore. What happened?
I don't know if it was people who adored me before, but I can certainly say that people on all sides of the fence get upset when you write about something in a way that goes against what they currently believe.
Yeah. Yeah. And me too. I kind of keep it to myself, but I do too. Okay. So we're going to talk about something that's probably going to upset some people and maybe make some other people feel really good. I don't think there is another product in the nutritional / performance industry that is as widely consumed as protein powders. And I would say that of all the protein powders out there, that the whey protein category is probably the largest. Would you agree with that statement?
Oh, definitely.
And in your opinion, from your research, I mean, there's been a lot of research. I had people from Don Lehman's, you know, back in the day before Lane Norton was even a doctor, he had come on my show and they looked at the protein synthetic response from different protein powders. And back then, whey was king because of the leucine content. Is all that still true? Is whey still the best choice if you're looking to build muscle?
It depends how you're going to compare the different protein powders. But whey, if you're going to use a protein powder, then whey protein is more than likely going to be the best option for several reasons. But I don't think that it is necessary to use by any means, especially if someone can obtain adequate protein through just eating their regular diet.
So I have been eating a pound and a half of ground beef post-workout now for a couple months. I haven't been able to train my legs because of my left foot. It needs one more surgery. And so I focused on my upper body. And lo and behold, at 60 years old, I am adding muscle to my physique, which a lot of people think it can't happen. So am I not benefited from the post-workout protein drink as opposed to the pound and a half of beef? You think I'm doing myself a disservice by not using whey protein post-workout?
Probably not, no. But we also have to keep other factors in mind, like the dose that you would use, whether or not you ate before training or if you're training in a fasted state, your age, because young people will be more sensitive to incoming amino acids to stimulate an anabolic state than older people who are more resistant to those effects. So there's a lot of factors that play a role, but generally speaking, I don't believe that taking whey protein post-workout is superior to just eating food.
Okay. All right, so let's delve into the whole whey protein thing for a second. So you have been writing extensively for Examine.com, and you've actually spent a lot of time in this space now, and probably will come out of this as really a whey protein expert. What are some of the myths that even you believed about whey protein that you have since had difference of opinion?
Right. So to kind of back up and give a little background, what I've been working on recently is collecting data on whey protein in terms of its production methods and how that impacts the quality of the protein powder. And this has led me down a lot of different rabbit holes exploring some of the common advertising that you might hear about or read from various whey protein manufacturers. And as I became more and more familiar with the research on a lot of these, I came to realize that most of the advertising claims that are made by manufacturers as it relates to the quality of the whey protein are completely false, in a sense, to the extent that I would argue it's false advertising. It's as if they're telling people the earth is flat. It's not really something where there's wiggle room for debate. The evidence is pretty clear on a couple of these things.
Well, one of them, I mean, so I have a product called Thrive, and you reached out to me once when you were delving into some of this research. So, you know, Carl, there's really no benefit to low heat pasteurization. That high heat pasteurization probably is actually more effective and less damaging to denaturing whey. Explain that, because I'm actually going to change as a result of what you taught me.
Yeah. So that's actually a really good place to start, because it's important for everyone to know, first of all, that there is no such thing as a raw whey protein. FDA requires that any milk or milk-based products intended for human consumption is pasteurized. And that means that the milk is going to be pasteurized as soon as it is collected from the cow before it gets turned into whey protein. So you're never going to have a whey protein powder that has not been pasteurized. It's impossible. Unless you find some farmer that is somehow able to extract whey protein in his small little dairy farm. But that just seems really unlikely. Plus, the FDA would probably smash down on him if they found out.
Well, I just want to interject something, because you were very specific to say for human consumption, because there is a cold pasteurization process, but you can only use it to pasteurize dairy that is going to be given to a calf. And it's quite effective, but it has not been approved for human consumption. But there doesn't appear to be any specific benefits, because bringing milk to ultra-low temperatures has some of the same neutralizing effects on the components that people believe raw is better for, like microbial content and enzymes and so on, as heat does.
Right. Well, that's why it's a method of pasteurization, right? It wouldn't make sense if it didn't affect.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It wouldn't be pasteurization then. Right. Exactly. But the reality is that so low heat pasteurization probably is more about convincing the consumer that special care has been taken, but it really doesn't yield a better product. What are some of the other things that you are seeing that you feel is disingenuous about how companies market? Like, what about the peptide fractions that people talk about, like propeptide proteins? They somehow add peptides into this. Where are they getting that from? Aren't they taking it from other milk products? And where are those going then once those peptides are removed?
Okay, you're jumping ahead real quick. That's another good thing to talk about, but I want to finish up on pasteurization.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This is actually a really big issue
in
the manufacturing plant.
Okay, good.
So whey proteins start to denature above 50 degrees Celsius. Low heat pasteurization requires 30 minutes of holding time at 62 degrees Celsius. So even low heat is capable of denaturing whey protein. The issue with low heat pasteurization, which is also called vat pasteurization, is that not only do you have to hold the milk at 63 degrees Celsius for 30 minutes, but because it's done with large batches of milk, hence why it's called vat pasteurization, the whey protein spends a significantly greater time period being heated. Because you have to heat the entire vat of milk up to that temperature, then hold it there, and then it needs time to cool. So the overall heat exposure is vastly more with low heat pasteurization.
I can see that.
And in comparison, the most commonly used pasteurization method currently in the dairy industry is high temperature, short time pasteurization. And in this process, milk is heated to 72 degrees Celsius for 15 seconds.
Because it passes through a tube, right? The tube gets flash heated and then it cools off as it continues on.
Exactly. So they run milk through a tube that is millimeters in diameter, and this tube is superheated. So the milk, as soon as it hits that tube, the millimeter wide stream of milk is heated to 72 degrees instantaneously. It runs through there for 15 seconds, and then it hits a super chilled tube that brings it back down to near freezing temperature instantly. And so the total heat exposure time is only 15 seconds. And we have numerous studies showing that this form of pasteurization has no effect on the biological activity of whey. It doesn't affect. And even Immunotech, who currently holds a patent for non-denatured whey protein for use in medical fields, like with people who have HIV, in their patent, they specify that this method of pasteurization must be used because it doesn't denature whey protein.
Interesting.
The denaturation with low heat pasteurization is about 10 to 20%. And there's, as like a final nail in the coffin, there have been reports in the Cheese Reporter, which is an old newspaper that would circle around cheese manufacturing plants. And they will turn away milk that has been vat pasteurized because it denatures the whey protein, causes it to stick to the casein, and messes with their ability to produce quality cheese.
Interesting. Wow. So low heat pasteurized is one of those buzzwords that really means nothing. And if anything, it means that you're not getting as good of a product.
Exactly.
Okay. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we could either jump into the peptides, because I always wondered, where are they getting those peptides from? And then what happens to the product that the peptides was removed from? Is that just sold off to unwitting formulators? And then I also want to talk about whey plus casein, because there was research back a couple, 3 years ago that showed that when you add casein to whey, you seem to get a better protein synthetic response. You can pick whichever one you want to talk about first when we come back from the break. How's that sound?
Cool. Okay. Sounds good.
So we're talking with Alex Leaf. He writes for Examine.com. Examine.com is an unbiased source of information. They don't make any products. They just produce information. And if you haven't heard about them before, you need to check them out. Examine.com. We'll be right back. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com, Trojan Horse. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. lovemytummy.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Hey, welcome back. Hey, Alex, have you ever heard of Blinkist.com?
No, I haven't.
If you're a geek like me who loves to learn, you want to be as smart as Alex Leaf, you got to read a lot. You got to learn a lot. But not all of us have a lot of time. Blinkist is the only app that takes thousands of best-selling nonfiction books and distills them down to their most impactful elements so you can read or listen to them in 15 minutes or less. How about that? My personal recommendations, I'm listening to A Brief History of Time by Stephen Hawking right now. Sapiens was a great one about humankind and evolution. And Your Brain at Work, How to Overcome Distractions and Be Better Focused for Life. Over 5 million people use Blinkist to expand their minds in 15 minutes at a time. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer to the Superhuman Nation. Go to Blinkist.com/superhuman and get a free 7-day trial. Start it today. You'll be smarter tomorrow. That's Blinkist, Blinkist.com/superhuman to start your free 7-day trial. You can cancel anytime you want. And if you're one of those people like me, who someone says to you, hey, did you ever read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People? You're like, no, nah, I got to read that. I still haven't read it. Blinkist has that. They've got The Morning Miracle, Thinking Fast and Slow, Getting Things Done, How to Win Friends and Influence People, an old book, but some people haven't read it yet. The 4-Hour Work Week, The Power of Habit, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, The 80-20 Principle. So many great books are on Blinkist. And you can actually spend 15 minutes at the gym, 15 minutes in the sauna, 15 minutes on your ride to work, and actually consume them and learn from them. So don't waste another opportunity. Go to Blinkist.com/superhuman. Start your 7-day trial today, and you can thank me later. Okay, so we're talking with Alex Leaf, and we're talking about whey protein. Everybody spends money on whey protein. Alex, I've always wondered about peptides. We see products out there that claim to have added or fortified with peptides. Where are they getting these peptides from, and what happens to the stuff that they take the peptides out of?
I'm not sure I have an answer for those questions, but the bioactive peptides that one obtains when they use whey protein are the entire basis for the claims around denatured and non-denatured whey protein. So whey protein isn't just a homogeneous group of proteins. It actually refers to several subfractions of proteins such as beta-lactoglobulin, alpha-lactalbumin, immunoglobulin, serum albumin, lactoferrin, lactoperoxidase. Those are all whey proteins. They're subfractions of whey protein that release certain bioactive peptides when they are broken down by our digestive enzymes. And many of these peptides survive the digestive process and are absorbed intact to enter into our circulatory system where they exert their effects. And that's the entire rationale behind getting a non-denatured whey protein. And that's also the rationale for why patented non-denatured proteins, whey protein, is used in, for example, people with HIV to boost their immune system, because they have to make sure that the immunoglobulins and serum albumin in the whey protein does not become denatured, because if it did, its form would change, and then our digestive enzymes would act on it differently, causing the release of the certain bioactive peptides that are released when we digest it to not form, because it's being broken down in a different way.
Okay. By the way, do you know that lactoferrin helps to remove iron from the body? For those of us who like to eat a lot of red meat and we're worried about having high levels of iron in our body, lactoferrin helps to remove that. Just thought I'd throw that in there. What about filtration? We see lots of hype on protein powders about cold filtration, cold processing. Does that really matter?
Yeah. So the filtration method matters a lot, but at the same time, it also doesn't matter at all when it comes to many of the claims people make. So when you get your liquid whey protein, it exists as a liquid before it's turned into a protein powder. And when it's a liquid, the manufacturers need to have some way to concentrate the whey proteins into to make them more abundant and remove things like residual fat, casein, bacteria, and lactose, depending on what type of whey protein you're trying to make. And the most commonly used filtration methods are membrane filtration methods, such as microfiltration and ultrafiltration. These methods are simply pushing the liquid whey through a membrane that has certain sized pores, and some things can get through while other things can't. That's all it is. There's no heat applied, no chemicals, and it has absolutely no effect on the biological quality of whey. Some companies – so this is when they say like cold filtration. They're usually referring to this.
What is it? Say it again.
When a manufacturer will say we use like cold filtration,
okay.
It's going to be referring to membrane filtrations, because you don't need to use heat. You're just pushing whey through a membrane to block certain compounds like bacteria and casein while letting the smaller whey peptides move through.
Gotcha.
Some companies might use the word cross-flow microfiltration or cross-flow ultrafiltration. It sounds fancier, but the cross-flow simply means that they run water across the membrane so that it pushes all the gunk that builds off. It pushes that away, and all it does is increase the throughput for the manufacturer.
Makes
nothing
sense.
Special about
it. Yeah, it's like when you, it's like if you don't clean your razor as you shave, you don't shave as well because there's not as much getting through the
exactly.
blade. Yeah. So you got to keep rinsing it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Type of filtration method that people should avoid if at all possible, and that's called ion exchange. The reason being is that each of the whey proteins, they carry a chemical charge that becomes present when the whey is either pushed into being very alkaline or very acidic. And so the manufacturers will add certain acids into the whey protein to make it more acidic and then run it through an ion exchange method where it results in the whey proteins being pulled out of this fluid and sticking to these like these electrically charged resins that are on the outside of it. And so it works really well for getting almost pure whey protein, but the use of chemicals and changing the pH of the whey also substantially denatures it. There have been some forms of ion exchange that have been developed that don't denature the whey protein because they found a way to avoid the use of chemicals. I have yet to figure out if a company how this would be advertised for a company. I haven't found any company that uses it. And most companies just use the membrane filtration processes for the sole reason that it's really easy, it's cheap, and it does what it needs to do effectively.
Does all whey protein start out as a residual of producing cheese?
For the most part, yes, but there has been a growing subset of whey proteins that are where they pull the whey protein directly from the milk without it going through the cheese making process.
Is there any benefit to that over the cheese produced whey?
No, no. That's another misconception that people have is that whey that is sourced directly from the milk is called native whey. And native whey is proposed to be superior to whey protein under the premise that the cheese making process negatively affects the whey's bioactive biological activity. But that isn't entirely true.
Why? Because of the exposure to the enzymes that create the coagulation of the casein?
Right. So the entire cheese making process before whey gets drained is about 2 hours. And the use of the rennet enzyme and the lactic acid bacteria in the time period is not enough to affect the whey protein in a negative manner. And even the patented non-denatured whey is sourced from cheese making. The caveat being that the cheese making process needs to be sweet cheese whey. So if you were to call up a manufacturer and ask them where they source their whey from, you would want to make sure that it's from sweet cheese whey, which is the method that does not appear to denature whey protein.
So what cheeses are sweet cheeses? Like, do we need to know that if in this context?
This would be anything like cheddar, mozzarella. Basically anything
ricotta is a sweet cheese, so would ricotta produce that kind of whey as well?
Yeah, and the whey protein manufacturer will be able to tell you if it's from sweet whey or the alternative is acid whey. Acid whey is denatured, as the name implies. It's because it is sourced from the production of yogurt and acidic cheeses like cottage cheese and cream cheese. And that's because when you create cottage cheese, cream cheese, or various yogurts, it requires chemically altering the milk's acidity and exposing the milk to high temperatures. And both of those denature the whey proteins.
Interesting.
So acid whey is a no-go, but sweet cheese whey is perfectly fine.
I just want to throw this in there because of what you just said about yogurt. One of the reasons that I'm not a big fan of yogurt is because I've always wondered if they heat it when it's in the little tub before they seal it up. Because we all talk about BPA and plasticizers, and it could very well be that the heated yogurt, whether it's put in that thing hot and then sealed up or it's heated in there, that we could be exposing ourselves to additional plasticizers we don't know about with yogurt. That's a question I've always wanted to ask somebody, but I digress. So let's get back on track here. What do you want to talk about anything else about the native versus cheese-produced whey? Because I have questions about the different forms of whey and whether or not it even matters.
Well, on a, I guess from a pragmatic standpoint, I'm aware of one, like a single study that actually compared native whey protein to cheese whey protein with regards to how they affect muscle protein synthesis and strength recovery in resistance trained young adults. Mm-hmm. And they both perform the exact same. So there is no reason to think that the sweet cheese whey would have been denatured given the processing methods it goes through. But this kind of serves as a, from a pragmatic standpoint, both are going to have a similar effect on exercise recovery and muscle protein synthesis.
So there are lots of different whey products out there today. Obviously, whey concentrate, whey isolate, and then whey hydrolysate, which came on the scene, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago and was supposed to be the best type of whey. Can you describe how each is different and whether or not it matters to somebody who's trying to use their whey protein to add muscle?
Yeah. So whey concentrate is basically any whey protein product that contains less than 80% protein by weight, whereas whey protein isolates are contain whey protein above 80 and usually above 90% with very little lactose or fat. For all pragmatic purposes, the two are the exact same. It's just that whey isolate is going to contain a small amount, a little less fat and lactose compared right. to whey concentrate. But other than that, they're the exact same. They're produced in the exact same method, except that whey isolate just goes through smaller holes in the membrane filtration process. And that removes more of the lactose and fat. So there is no difference between them in terms of like denaturation or biological activity. It's just depends on how concentrated you want your whey protein.
Yeah, so people who buy flank steak because there's less fat in it, they pay more than somebody who buys chopped meat because there's 15% fat in it. But it's still beef. And that's how I would analogize that.
Yeah, that's good. When it comes to whey protein hydrolysates, those can be made from either whey concentrate or whey isolate. And these are basically whey proteins that have been pre-digested. They can be pre-digested through a variety of methods, but the most common is by using enzymes to break down the whey proteins into smaller peptides, which are called hydrolysates, hence whey protein hydrolysate. From a practical standpoint, hydrolyzed whey is often promoted as being superior because it's absorbed more rapidly than the other whey proteins. But even that point has been contested in the research. When you look at studies evaluating the effect of consuming isolates versus hydrolysates on serum amino acid profiles, hydrolysates perform the exact same.
Yeah, because in the end, your body's doing that. It's just taking a little longer for your body to do it instead of you delivering it in that format already.
Yeah, there's no difference from a practical standpoint. And other studies looking at the effects on body composition, muscle mass, and strength over the long term have found that supplementing with whey hydrolysate has the same outcomes as using concentrate or isolate. So from a practical standpoint, hydrolysate is not superior to the other forms, even if it might be more expensive, in which case you're better off going with an isolate or a concentrate. And there's also a gray area, something I haven't been able to find any clear-cut answers on, is how the hydrolyzing process affects the
shelf life.
Well, not the shelf life. Well, yes, but I was going to say the production of bioactive peptides, because whey protein, remember, those peptides are produced when our own digestive enzymes break down the whey protein molecules.
Right.
So if they pre-digest them, then they're going to change how the whey protein molecules interact with our own digestive system. And some of those bioactive peptides may no longer form when we digest it. But at the same time, it is possible that new, different bioactive peptides form from the breakdown that they use, because they'll often use enzymes that we don't possess, which might – so I'm not aware of any data looking at whether the peptides produced from hydrolyzing whey protein have a physiological effect in the body. It's a gray area, and we need to contrast that with the known fact that non-denatured whey isolates and concentrates do have biological activity in the body that is beneficial. So if we just use the precautionary principle, it seems prudent to go with an isolate or a concentrate over a hydrolysate if your goal is to maximize any potential benefit of the whey protein.
So what about – excuse me. What about the inclusion of casein? You can also buy milk protein concentrate, which is from bovine. It's about 80% whey, 20% casein, or somewhere around there. There seems to be some information out there that taking whey by itself is not as effective at producing a long-term tail of a protein synthetic response as when you do whey and casein together. Can you speak on that at all, or has your research really not even looked at casein?
No, I can definitely talk about that. So unfortunately, the majority of studies that have evaluated milk or milk proteins have compared them to like soy protein or soy dairy protein blends. And I'm aware of only three studies that have actually looked at comparing milk protein blends to actual whey protein. And they show that their effects on muscle protein synthesis are similar during the initial like 3 hours after you consume them.
Right.
And that supplementing either during resistance training program results in the similar increases in muscle mass and strength. However, there is one study that was just published this year that increased the proportion of whey to casein. So a typical milk protein isolate or concentrate is going to be 20% whey protein, 80% casein.
I had it backwards, didn't I? Okay. Sorry about that.
Because that's the ratio found in cow's milk.
Right.
So these researchers, instead of using milk protein, they took whey protein and combined it with micellar casein, which is the type of casein found in milk. And they combined them in a one-to-one blend. So it would be 50% whey, 50% casein. And they reported that serum amino acid levels rose similarly in the initial 3 hours after ingesting the supplement, but levels returned to baseline in the whey protein group and remained elevated for up to 6 hours in the blend group. And so from the very limited data that we have available, if you're going to be eating soon after you use whey protein, like within 3 or 4 hours, then either one would be suitable. But if you're going to go for some time beyond 3 to 4 hours without food, then it's probably ideal to use a blend, because the casein will digest more slowly and supply your body with amino acids at a more steady rate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And quite frankly, you know, I'm a big fan of using a 60-40 blend of 60% whey and 40% casein. But the reality is that there's a lot of evidence that the trough, the pulsatile nature of protein feeding has a more profound effect. You know, having mTOR turned on continuously for long periods of time is not as effective as having it turned on and then have it turn off, and then having it turned back on again and have it turned off. I think that came out of Don Lehman's lab at the University of Illinois about 5 or 6 years ago. So in the end, as you point out, if you're a bodybuilder and you're eating every 3 hours, I personally think you're probably better off with a whey concentrate. But if you're an average person, you're only eating 2 or 3 times a day, then I would say something that more resembles a whole milk or a 50-50 blend is probably sensible. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I'd like you to do your best into summarizing, you know, what's important, what's not, when looking at a whey protein, like a checklist, if you will. How about that?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Alex Leaf.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the past 4 months, I've been keeping a secret. Every night at bedtime, I tape my mouth shut with Somnifix strips. That's right, and here's why. Whether you snore or not, at some point in the night, almost all of us start breathing through our mouth. Since I've started using Somnifix strips, I've noticed that I sleep deeper and have seen improvements in my health, fitness, and cognitive function. That's because nose breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system and improves nitric oxide production, and that leads to improved sleep, immunity, carbon dioxide, oxygen exchange, and much more. Oh, and if you do snore, it'll help you stop snoring. Try Somnifix risk-free. Go to somnifix.com/SHR. Get a free trial pack of Somnifix strips today.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started HM Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code SHR.
You've got your devices and apps that track your activity, workouts, sleep, and diet. You have your medical records and blood work. All this data and none of it is integrated, so you can see a true snapshot of just what progress you're making and where. Now you can securely centralize all this data and become the CEO of your health. Heads Up Health gives you powerful dashboards, charts, and tools to connect all your data into meaningful information. One seamless platform. Go to HeadsUpHealth.com today. Use code SHR and get 20% off your subscription. That's HeadsUpHealth.com and use code SHR.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. I've watched Alex Leaf take his rightful place within the sports nutrition industry. He takes this stuff very seriously. I know he does. He's laying down some wisdom about whey protein. Probably everybody in this audience buys whey protein, uses whey protein. It's considered a commodity item. It's so so widespread. Its use is so widespread. So what does Alex do when he looks for a whey protein? Can you give us a short list of things? Like you know, I remember, and of course, none of your suggestions can take into account inauthentic label claims. We've been through that. You know, people who've said there's this much protein is actually that much sugar. But assuming that the label claims are accurate, do I have to buy the most expensive whey protein out there? Or is there something to be said for this cheap stuff that you can buy at Walgreens and stuff like that?
Well, I think that the first question anyone needs to ask themselves is whether or not the denaturation of whey protein matters to them. Because if you're using whey protein exclusively as a source of protein, then none of this matters. And you're fine going out and picking whatever whey protein suits your fancy. If people do care about the denaturation and maintaining the integrity of the bioactive peptides, there is data suggesting that they have benefits for the cardiovascular system, especially on reducing blood pressure and improving endothelial function, as well as benefits for the immune system. One of the most notable being that the production of precursors for glutathione production, that when these peptides are absorbed intact, they stimulate the body to produce more glutathione. And these are glutamylcysteine peptides. So I think that there are definitely benefits to getting a non-denatured whey protein. The question that we don't have an answer to is whether these benefits have any real world relevance to someone who is otherwise healthy. We know that these benefits play out in people who are immunocompromised. I've mentioned HIV patients several times already. But if you're relatively healthy, then I have no idea if it would benefit you. I haven't seen any data testing this in healthy people.
Well, let's address denaturation for just a second. So everything that you eat becomes denatured in the ultra low pH of the stomach and the acids that attack it and break it down. Do we make too much of a big deal about denaturation, or do you think that there is some legitimate concern about it sitting on a shelf in a denatured state, and is it spoiling? I mean, what impact does denaturation really have? Isn't it actually helping us digest it faster if it's already a little denatured?
Yeah, it really depends what you're talking about. So in the case of eggs, for example, when you heat the egg white, and it turns from that liquid into like the rubbery white stuff, that is denaturation happening before your eyes. And when you do that, you increase the available protein in that egg white from 50% to above 90%. Because the denaturation that occurs increases our digestive enzymes' ability to break down that egg protein. When you cook beef, you are denaturing it in a manner that has minimal effects on its digestibility. It might increase the digestibility by a couple percentage points, but overall, it whether you're eating raw meat or well done meat, it's not going to make a significant difference. What does matter is how much you chew it, because if you're swallowing chunks of steak, then you're not going to be absorbing as much protein as if you were to eat ground beef, because your digestive enzymes have less access to that chunk of steak.
And why I love ground beef. I know steak is great, but I eat 2 pounds of ground beef a day and have been for months now. And I love ground beef for that reason, because I know it's so much easier. I don't have to chew as much. I'm always in a hurry. I am that guy, Alex. I'm the guy who swallows whole pieces of beef because I'm in a hurry and I'm eating a steak. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, when it comes to whey protein, denaturation matters in the sense that the whey proteins are broken down into peptides as a result of our digestive processes. And some of these peptides have biological activity because they're absorbed intact. If you denature the whey protein before you consume it, then our digestive enzymes will act on the whey proteins in a different way. And these bioactive peptides might not form when we break down the longer protein strands. So denaturation does matter. The question is to what extent, and would it be beneficial or detrimental? And it depends on what food you're talking about. So what were you going to say, Carl?
Well, I was going to ask you, so what? Give me the checklist, right? So if you're walking through a store and you think, oh, I'm out of whey protein, what do you look for? Do you look for a concentrate over an isolate or a hydrolysate? I'm thinking you probably do. But what else do you look for? How do you read the label? I know that a lot of them will say cross-flow filtrated. Now I feel really good about that, now that I understand what it means. But what else do you look for? What's your checklist?
My checklist is contacting the manufacturer. So I don't think that anyone can tease out the quality of a whey protein by looking at a product itself sitting on a shelf, because everything that is being advertised is done so in a way to appeal to the consumer. I think that if someone truly cares about finding a quality whey protein, especially one that is also of quality for their wallet, then it's important to do a little digging around to find several products that appeal to you because of perhaps the ingredients, or whether they're isolates or concentrates or hydrolysates, whatever you're looking for. So they meet these baseline criteria. If you care about it coming from a grass-fed cow, then obviously that's a criteria you would want to start with.
Is that important to you? Is coming from a grass-fed cow important to you?
It is from an ethical standpoint, but in terms of
the quality of the whey protein, the quality of the end product.
It has no effect, and this has been investigated. They have compared conventional versus 100% pastured cows in terms of the proportion of whey protein that is various bioactive peptides, and there's no effect on that, and there is no effect on the protein's digestibility. So from a nutritional standpoint, whey protein, it doesn't matter what type of cow it comes from, but from an ethical standpoint, for me, I do care about getting a grass-fed whey protein.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
So figuring out all those criteria, digging around to find some products that meet those criteria, and then contacting the company or digging around on their website to see if they give out more information about the production methods. It's very important to find out what type of pasteurization they use. If the whey protein is sourced directly from the cow, such as native whey, or directly from the milk, excuse me, or if it comes as a byproduct of cheese making, and if so, then is it sweet whey?
Yeah.
Yep. Sweet whey or acid whey. You want to make sure it's sweet whey. And then what type of filtration method do they use? This is often advertised on the actual container itself, but it's always good to double check whether they use some form of membrane filtration like ultrafiltration or
cross-flow.
Microfiltration.
Right.
And or whether they use ion exchange, which is still in use by some companies and should be avoided.
I've seen that. I've seen ion exchanged whey on jugs recently, within the past couple months.
So I'm not going to name the manufacturer, but 2 years ago, I bought a protein powder from a manufacturer that advertised ion exchange.
They advertise it like it's a good thing.
Yeah, and they advertise non-denatured whey protein. I stopped using them when I started doing my research into whey protein, and I never gave them a second thought until probably a couple weeks ago. I saw their product in a supplement thing, and I was talking to a friend about everything that we're discussing now, and I was like, oh, good, I can use this product as an example. Like, there are companies that use it. And they had actually changed their production method. They were now advertising they use membrane filtration. They no longer used ion exchange.
They must have got the memo.
Yeah, I confirmed this with the company because I was curious, and they were like, yeah, we kind of screwed up on that one. And they realized that ion exchange denatures whey protein heavily, and so they switched to the membrane method.
Interesting. Anything you want to round up and summarize here before we end this interview?
You know, don't always listen to people trying to sell you stuff, especially when they don't provide references. I guarantee if you go to any whey protein site, no matter what it is that they say, there are not going to be any links to published research to validate their claims.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge issue. So don't take them for their word. 'Cause as I found out doing this, research for whey, most of their claims are completely bogus.
And there you have it, folks. Whey protein before you go out and buy more. And you know what? What you're saying is sensible. You do the research and you find a vendor whose product meets your requirements, and that's what you buy moving forward. You know, the people hop, you know, they try this, they try that, and you really never know what you're getting. So it makes perfect sense. If it's that important to you, if you're using whey protein a couple times a day to fill in around real food, you've got to put a little work in. People don't want to put work into anything. Everybody just wants it. Well, just tell me what I should buy. Just tell me. And if you're one of those people who you're looking for someone to tell you what to buy, then Slick Marketing will tell you what to buy, and it may not be what you really want. So there you have it.
Yeah, exactly.
Look for Alex's articles on examine.com. He writes prolifically there, and you also, if you don't know who Alex Leaf is, you can friend them on Facebook, and he puts up some really great stuff on Facebook. He's very, very thought-provoking. He does not have an agenda. What? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They can also find me at my blog, which is just my name.com, so alexleaf.com. I recently started blogging there.
Excellent. And are you still doing nutritional counseling? You have a degree as a dietitian, right?
Not as a dietitian, no. I have a master's in nutrition and dietetics, but I never pursued becoming an actual dietitian.
Good for you.
I went down the research route instead.
So are you still consulting for people? Do you do that anymore? Because you had the website Leaf. What was it called? Leaf Nutrition? Was that what it was?
Yeah, and that now redirects to my blogging website. Okay. I don't currently do any consulting, but that might change in the future. So right now my focus is working for Examine, blogging at my website, and then I'm also a teaching assistant for the Nutrition and Functional Medicine program at the University of Western States.
Where is that?
That's in Portland, Oregon.
Oh,
it's
excellent.
An online program.
Oh, cool.
That I co-teach with Tim Sharp and Chad Macias, if anyone knows them.
Okay, very cool. Now, one last question. Thanksgiving is just a couple months away. Let's see, September, October, November. Yes. Will you be consuming a how many pounds of turkey will you be consuming this Thanksgiving? I know you have a running challenge for yourself every single year.
Yeah. So I think for just pragmatic purposes, I've kind of topped out at how much I want to eat, which is usually like 10 to 12 pounds of turkey. just because then that lets me eat other food as well.
Yeah, I get that.
So last year I ate. So what I started doing last year is I now buy two turkeys because my family gets upset at me when I eat all of their turkey and they don't have any leftover for lunch meat. So I buy myself my own turkey, and then I'll usually get a smaller bird for myself so that I can eat the entire thing.
And then fill in what they don't eat of theirs.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'll eat other food as well. But last year, I believe I have it up on Facebook, pictures of it, and I think the amount of protein I ate in the meal was like 1,200 grams when I added it all up.
And I'm sure that when you posted that, someone somewhere had to post, you know, you can't utilize more than 30 grams per sitting.
Right.
To which I always said, did anybody tell our ancestors, our caveman ancestors, that? Because, gee, they consumed a lot of protein in every sitting.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? Where did that stupid idea come from?
I think it was just a misrepresentation of the research showing that muscle protein synthesis is maxed out, and they took it to mean digestion, which is completely false. What's really cool is that the body will not only slow digestion down to make sure that protein isn't wasted, but the intestinal cells will hold on to the amino acids that you absorb and release them at a steady rate into the bloodstream. So even after you've digested the entire meal, a lot of that protein is going to be sitting inside intestinal cells that will release the amino acids into the bloodstream at a slower rate.
The body does not waste protein. That's the bottom line. And that should tell you something. When people talk about what macronutrient is important and which one isn't, the body will not waste protein, you know?
Very true.
The fact that it increases satiety tells us that the body wants a certain amount of protein at a given sitting. And that's why people can eat 16 bags of potato chips and eat 16 more. But you eat two steaks and you're done. That's it. So, Alex, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Let's not do it. Let's not wait so long next time, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, talk to you soon, brother.
All right, take care.
Take care. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I got to come back and mention a couple things. We were supposed to have Shannon Penna on today. I know that I advertised that we were going to have her on today. And she's actually going to be on tomorrow, but I want to tell you about some other shows that are coming up. Stay tuned.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary. ordinary dessert with 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Men and women, you've heard about hormone optimization. Do you feel like it's something you want to look into? RenewLifeRx.com is the place to start. Their doctors can help you with the solutions. RenewLifeRx.com has a simple process for lab work, consultation, and taking a deep dive into where your hormone levels can be improved. Superhuman Radio listeners get 30% off your initial lab work and consultation. Go to RenewLifeRx.com to schedule your no-obligation phone consultation today. Feel younger, get in better shape, and be more productive at RenewLifeRx.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So yesterday I said that Shannon Penner would be on today, and I actually didn't realize that we already had a show. A couple interviews booked today, and she was gracious enough to move to tomorrow. So she'll be on tomorrow at noon. She's going to talk about the birth, giving birth to Quest Nutrition, and what you're going to find out about Shannon is she is very, very honest about her that she actually did create the Quest bar and start selling it way before there was truly a Quest Nutrition. And she was everything. She was making them, she was selling them, and she was shipping them, and she was doing social media. And but she'll tell you, like, she didn't want to run a company, and she was just doing this because her clients and herself needed a healthy alternative because they were dieting for competitions or whatever, a low-carb alternative, something that tasted good that they could fill in with a meal. And she really created it from scratch. So she's going to talk about that tomorrow. Next week, we got a couple really amazing interviews. You know, I'm 60 years old, and I got some broken parts. And I know a lot of good things about how to slow aging, right? Exercise, intermittent fasting, you know, low-carb diets, blah, blah, blah. But what if you already aged a little bit and you want to reverse it? This is really where the magic of the anti-aging community needs to go. There's lots of people out there that'll tell you how to age better. Oh, if you do these things, you'll stay healthy longer. But what everyone really wants to know is, how do you turn back the clock on a cellular level? How do you reverse cellular senescence? And my research keeps pointing to the immune system. And we have some really, really great interviews coming up in the next 3 weeks. Two of them are next week, where we're going to actually look at things that you can do to reverse aging. Not just to slow it, not just to stop it, but to turn it back. They do exist. Senolytics do exist. There are things that you can do that can actually reverse aging. You know I'm all about that because I'm old, and I don't want to get much older. I'd like to try to slow the process down. So I'm hoping that we deliver some great information that you feel compelled to pass around to everyone you know. And that's all coming next week. So tomorrow, Shannon Yorton Penner will be on. We're going to talk about how Quest got started and also what she's up to right now, because she hasn't stopped. She's still creating. She's an amazing person who really gets very, very little attention, in my humble opinion. So I'm going to shine a light on her tomorrow. Hope you can tune in live. If you can't, there's always the podcast. And don't forget to give Blinkist.com/superhuman free 7-day trial when you use that link. You can be smart so fast if you just use Blinkist, because they distill thousands of nonfiction books about science, about investing, everything, psychology, everything that you could be possibly interested in. Instead of reading the entire book, take 15 minutes to get the important details from the book and move on. Blinkist.com/superhuman will get you a 7-day free trial. Check it out. We'll see you about it tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening.